Blog Talk Radio.
Live in the day with Jay. I am your host, Guy. I really appreciate you joining me for another great show. We have very interesting guests that's coming on the show. I say interesting. We have some very talented guests coming on the show. First and foremost, I need for you guys to come to the Independent Artist Festival this Saturday, March the 26th at the Little Theater at Gastonia. Jay Radio Show presents it. It is going to be a great event, guys. There's going to so many talented people going to be performing in this festival. Speaking of the festival, we're going to have three of the artists on the show that are going to join momentarily. They're going to talk a little bit about what they do, how they get to where they are right now, and hopefully we'll be able to listen to a little bit of music. I think it's going to be great. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going to happen after the festival. Got a lot of things going on, especially in the Gastonia area, and might be doing some new stuff in the Asheville, Greensboro area. I think that a lot of doors that's open right now, and we really need to garner the support from the community and make sure these things happen, because like I told you guys, I give you this platform to do and say the things that you want to do and say. I give you this platform to make sure that it is open for you when you need it. Call 756-02-9653. Also, we are going to push the tickets. We for you guys to get your tickets. You can go right now to Eventbrite. You can go to J Radio, and you can look at the link on Live in the Day with J Radio Show shows page, or you can go on the Shop Talk page and you can look at the link and go and get your tickets. Get them now. They're $8, guys. That's all, $8 right now. But when you get to the door, they will be $12. Children 5 and under are free, and children from 5 to 8 to 10 are $5. So you can only do that at the door, though, because tickets are pretty much set on the website, and that's where you buy tickets right. If it was me, I would, because people are starting to really, really buy the tickets, and you don't want to miss out on the show. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. The band, they, y'all don't know what kind of treat you are in for when it comes to this show. I can't wait for this show Saturday. Red Carpet, 4:30, 5 o'clock. That's the Red Carpet event. You need to be there because you need to support some of the artists. Artists have worked really, really, really hard. And I think that that night is going to pay. 515-602-965. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie, I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you because it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mal again. You want to ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like the cruise. Turn up the sound, zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way they can get them and do a thing. Huh. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. Huh. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do a thing. I carry the heavy load and drop dropping off, this is the funk I'm gonna bring.
Yeah. Now I done been up and I've been down. I rock Omegas to LES, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass coverage to ballin' out of control. Skeetin' with no rubber and numerous coochie holes. To robbed at 22, put in the hospital. Four biological children plus one and one possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad. But this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't tryna flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money, even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter, cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9-to-5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic tech enterprise.
All right, all right, behind the scenes working on it. Building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me to get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'ma be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. With God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man. I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off because it's the funk I'm gonna bring.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 515-602-9653. Number again is 515-602-9653. Guys, I really appreciate you with all the love and support that we've been getting about the Independent Artist Festival, which is this Saturday, March 26th, 4:30 to 5 is the red carpet event. It's at the Little Theater in Gastonia from 5 to 9:30. You guys are going to be fairly entertained. I promise you, there is going to be nothing but entertainment on a whole nother level. If you stick around and listen to us in the next little bit, I promise you, you are going to be entertained because this dude is really, really, really talented. You're going to think you're listening to somebody who's been signed already. Our artists that are performing in the festival, they are actually independent artists that have not been signed yet, that should be signed. They haven't been signed yet. And they are going to bring the heat like none other. I promise you they are. I'm getting like this to you to the festival and see for yourself. This is our 10th annual festival. Our 10th annual festival. And I will say this. It's going to be performing at this year's festival. Man, it is on a whole nother level. On a whole nother level. We got everything from gospel hip hop to poppy to a spoken word, man, and the band. I'm not gonna get started on the band. The band is gonna keep you up out of your seat the whole time. I can promise you that. I can promise you that. And I got one little surprise in the band that I can't wait to expose you guys to. It's a real surprise. It's a surprise to me because I knew that this in the time, but it's going to be a very cool event. It's going to be an event that you're able to sit back, chill, relax, not worry about a bunch of cussing, not worried about a bunch of booty shaking, not worried about a bunch of vulgar language. It's not that type of event. I've never had in 10 years, I've never had an artist festival that was labeled at that. Now, for those of you that like the things, on you. You do you. You do your thing. I don't care. It's just free. But when you come to one of my festivals, it's not what we do. Not what we do. And I was looking forward to actually be back, hopefully, in station in Shelby pretty soon. That's just in this area. And I want you guys to pay attention to that because it's really something that needs to happen. But in the meantime, I want to say real quick, appreciate the support that I get from Chicago, South Philly. I got to run through my list. Chicago, South Philly, Houston, Tallahassee, New York, Arkansas, Little Rock, Montgomery, New York, Bakersfield, California, Colorado, Tacoma, not Maryland, but Tacoma, Washington State. I know there's people that I'm leaving out. Gastonia, definitely. Definitely keep up with the show. Allendale, I got special roots down in Allendale. One of the groups are coming from Allendale, and they're ready to burn the fuck up with what they have to say and how they have to perform. I appreciate all the love and support, Southfield. I appreciate all the love and support that you guys give and emails and all the great things that you say about the radio show and the direction that it's going, all the support that you have given. I truly appreciate it. I keep doing this show because I want to give you the platform that you know you need to get. And that's what this show is all about. This show serves you if you black, green, orange, or purple. Matter. This show serves you on that aspect. Now, I'm going to touch a little something real quick and I'm going to leave it alone. Now, I did talk about it on the last, and, you know, we did have people that was talking against the festival and trying to not get people involved with the festival, trying to get them not to, you know, I try to take, you know, the high road, and I try to engage in some of the silliness or the rhetoric that I've heard. But none of it has been said to me by anybody that allegedly said anything. I say that first and foremost. Nobody has come to me and said anything. And I just want you guys to understand that, you know, it is what it is. If you don't like the caliber of entertainment that show brought out or if that this show brings out and what the festival is getting ready to expose the to, then you don't have to come. You don't have to show. You don't definitely have to watch these streams when I do these streams. And I do these streams rarely. I do the show every day, but I do streams rarely. But you don't have to do any of it. But I need to remind you. Now, all this radio, we can forget all this radio stuff and we see each other. That we can forget this now. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. I still got a lot of hood in me. Hood never in me. So don't get it twisted because we can take it there if you want to take it there. I don't like to take it there. I don't want it there. It's not what I do. But I'm just saying, don't get twisted. Don't start thinking things are one way when they're not that way. Because what you're not going to do is you're not going to put me out there when I know I don't belong out there. That's what we're doing. That's not what we're doing. I do talk about unity on the show, and I preach it. I live it. But listen. Listen. We not going to do that. I am not going to listen to that for so much longer. You need to see me, please. So please see me. I'm a very approachable person. Please see me. But I'm not going to listen to a that rhetoric too much longer. And like I said, nobody said nothing to me face to face, which is always the case. It's always the case. No one's going to say anything to you, but things about you and around you and at you and to everybody else. And trust me, the ones that comes back saying, I know you saying stuff too. That's how it goes. I'm very smart. My mama didn't raise no phone. So I know how that goes. But it's one of the problems, especially in the black community, it's one of the problems we are faced with right now. Cannot get to the point where they want to support one another the right way. They can't. And I don't understand that. They talk about everybody supporting one another and each other, this, that, and the other, but you can't support the people in your community? Man, y'all better go sit down somewhere. Stop sitting up talking about people when they're doing something positive. How about joining in? If you're doing something positive, please hit me up. I would be more than happy to join you in any way that I can. Because we need more positivity out here, than we do. Somebody sitting up trying to start a bunch of strife and division within your community. That's not what we're about. That's not what I'm about. I don't care what somebody else is telling me. That's not what I'm about. And my track record show is not what I'm about. So if you don't know that, then you need to go and look up. Take that. Run with it. Because that's what it's all about. Number to call 515-602-9653. Guys, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this interview of one of the artists that's going to be on stage Saturday night. Do not want to miss this artist. When we come back, we will be joined by one of the artists of the Independent Artist Festival. We're going to be performing this Saturday night. 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely live. And I'm live today with Jay.
And I'm stopping up and what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. And I'm stopping up and what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills.
You make me wanna fly, oh, oh.
In and out of this traffic jam, dangerous and without a plan. Fill me up, boy, and let me ride. Crazy love, it's the crazy love. Feel the wind blowing through my hair. So alive, boy, and I'm so scared. Never knew love to move so fast. Crazy love, it's the crazy love.
Pour it on, boy, take me to the night. It ain't no stopping, and trying, destination, baby, all I know is that you and me were meant to be, never let me go.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminal, backwards, illiterate, uneducated.
Of people are rising up.
Negative characteristics you can think of.
Wherever they are, the symbols today.
And because
whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Prague,
for the first time
New York
in my life,
City,
and
Atlanta,
also
Georgia,
being able to see the effect
that it
has on others,
Memphis,
this is what
Tennessee,
made me
the cry is always the same, we want
to
be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Jesus Christ immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Guys, if you have not done so yet, please go and get your tickets for the Independent Artist Festival, the 10th Annual Independent Artist Festival that will be happening this Saturday, March 26th, at the Little Theater in Gastonia. The red carpet will be 4:30 to 5 o'clock, and the show will start at 5 o'clock. And I promise you, you do not want to miss it. So it's going to be an electrifying show. It's going to be a very dope show. It is going to be a show, I promise you, that you will not leave unhappy and unentertained. It is going to be one of those shows. It is going to be the catalog of what's going on with this show this year in this area and the surrounding area. And saying that, I can't wait for you guys to meet my first guest. My first guest is one of the artists that will be performing on the show, at the show. And when I told you they're polished. Artists are polished when they get into this realm of performing. And you will see quickly why I will put any independent artist that I know up against any mainstream, because they know how to go get it. They know how to get the music. They love the people that they make music for, and it shows. So please listen to this artist, support what's going on in Gastonia weekend. So, first guest, I'm going to bring on his name. I hope I don't murder your name, brother. About Weez, national recording artist, Weez, who will be joining this week, the Independent Artist Festival. Brother, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. I hope I said your name right.
Oh, you said it right.
You know, I'm sitting there playing with it a little bit, and I'm like, man, if I'm wrong, I'm looking crazy. And I ain't trying to look crazy for nobody, but I really appreciate you. First and foremost, thank you for joining this year's festival.
No problem.
I think that the music that everyone will hear from you is and I'll tell you, the tracks that I've heard is absolutely amazing, and you have like really like made me take a look at hip hop, and I just love your work, man. So if you can tell the listeners a little bit about you, where you come from, and how you get started in this game.
All right, well, first off, I am from Dallas, North Carolina, born and raised. And when it comes to music, I've always been really, really heavy about just being myself, you know. Mm-hmm. My biggest idols are J. Cole. He's from North Carolina. And yep. I always was really big about just being on substance, you know what I'm saying, like having substance and being really complex with what I do and what I talk about and stuff like that. And another thing mm-hmm. is that, you know, I've always talked about stuff that I actually do, you know what I'm saying? I don't talk about stuff that I don't really, you know, partake in. You know, I'm really big on being a positive rapper.
Okay.
But,
okay.
I apologize. But when it comes to how I got started in the career, is honestly, I used to be a beat maker, like a producer. I was making beats mm-hmm. all the time. And then one day I just thought, I was like, you know what? I'm going to start rapping. And that's legit how it went. Started rapping like 3 to 4 years ago now. And I just channeled my inner idols and stuff like that throughout my music. And now I'm here today.
You say you started with beats?
Yeah, I used to be a beat maker. I used to use this software called Fruity Loops.
Mm-hmm.
I still make my beats every once in a while here and there, but yeah, that's what I started off with. I started off that back when I was 18, like fresh out of high school.
Wow. Now, what do you think about today's artists? How do you feel today compared to yesterday's? How do you think the growth is, or where do you see this music going in the next 4 or 5 years?
Well, to be honest with you, a lot of the music today, in my opinion, is really trendy. You know, like what's ever hot comes out popping on social media, that's what they're going to run with, you know. That's how I honestly feel about the music today, but that's not to say that the music is just straight up not good, because there is good music out there, even if they're following trends and stuff like that. But to me, I feel like within the next 4 to 5 years, music is going to circle back into, you know, substance inside of music, you know. Lyricism, wordplay, metaphors, entendres, all of that. So I feel like it's going to make a full circle within the next couple of years. That's just how I feel. If not, I'm going to try to be one of the, you know, leaders in that movement.
What I'm talking about. See, that's why I like you, because I know your vision is much bigger than the average person. The track that we're getting ready to listen to, because I just don't want to wait no more. Tell us a little bit about this track.
Oh, so it's actually a story behind it. So, first off, I moved out to Knoxville, Tennessee. I don't know if too many people know that, but yeah, I moved out to Knoxville, Tennessee to be with my fiance. But to celebrate our anniversary, we went back to a Charlotte Hornets game. We were playing the Miami mm-hmm. Heat. And, you know, before they start playing, you know, they're out there warming up, they're playing music on the intercom. I heard the instrumental of the song that we're about to play. I heard it. I was like, yo, I like it. This beat is exactly my style, or one of my styles that I feel like I'm extremely strong in. I was like, you know what? I like it. I'm going to do something with it. So ended up finding the beat, started writing to it, got in the booth, did what I did.
Okay. And I tell you what, that being said, I'm going to go into your track.
Say it again.
You want to set the track up so I can play it?
Oh,
just introduce the track.
Oh, I apologize. So this song is called Stop Playing. And it's basically me finding my lane and working 100% within my lane. And this is what it sounds like when I come across a beat or come across an instrumental that I feel that fits my style perfectly, and it gets my creative juices flowing immediately.
Yeah, and with that being
said, this is basically Weez. Confidence.
Yes, sir. This is Weez. Stop playing. Stop the day with Jay.
Don't you, baby, don't you, don't you, baby, don't you, hey, y'all know what's about to go down. Stop playing, Weez. Let's go. Weez. Yeah, I know y'all wonder why I laugh before I rap. I finally found my style, now the rest of y'all ain't trouble. Look, Grant in the game, no Colorado left it. All on the floor, I'm dropping nuggets on Jamal in the playoff bubble. That's murder in the ink, unorthodox, I chuck the rules out. Let's see, that's word to die, the more I rain, I'm on my grizzly now. Tell me how when the cap is word out from the hip-hop crown. Off this track alone, you feel that no one can jump with me now. Stand up God from the jump, I need a beverage cause the beat is in the fort for my lunch. I've evolved but never changed, I rely on my hunch. So break yourself into the line, we'll always meet with the punch. It's a metaphor, it's working class at the time is a blue collar. I've been pranked for a while by now without any dollars. Check my watch, it's dang time that I made a dang dollar. But I hope my brain fine cause my brain's been way harder to comprehend lately. And little did I know the way I think has actually shaped me. Let's take a walk, I'm too nice, that's the notion in me. Except the head of the task is just the top half of the fraction. Overthinking, look, I'm too much to handle. I'm causing ruckus in the office like that Tuesday camel. I get to lit without the wick, I can still flame candles. Cooking like that uncle on the grill in them brown Deacon sandals. Look, I'm more in line with my rhymes than I've ever been. I'm not sweet, not a fighter, but punch like that boy can. I beat the competition, I call it recycle bins, that's right. And what I've written, you couldn't hold my pen. Fire in my pen like it's the side of a gun. I grew up decent, you won't hear me say I came from the slums. Fabricated lines is all I hear from these bums. I can't stomach this no more, somebody bring me some thumbs. I'm feeling more than super, I'm causing terabyte and beats off of my computer. Two nights in former to jacket on four whatever suits you. Any topic you give me, I'ma bring it to you. I write a first, but the punching is just referrals. Precise when the pin drop, I'm tactical in my morals. Who's the best writer? I spoke up during the forum, cause I write for you to listen to words like slam poems. Hey man, stop playing with Wiz.
Boy,
man. Yes, sir.
That's straight fire.
Oh, yeah.
That's straight fire.
Thank you.
I keep telling people that indie artists know how to entertain. That's straight fire.
Yeah.
Straight
Thank
fire.
You.
I cannot wait for you to get on that stage Saturday night. Hey, and as modest, humble as you sound, man, that I know the it's your playground. I know.
Oh yeah.
The run, but I can't. But you hear that? Hey, you got a? I think I got a caller. Want to call in? Are you cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
You good with that? If I bring on a call, I think. Okay. I think I know who this is. Caller, who is this?
Hey, this is Way Busy. What's up?
What's happening?
What's going on?
You know, it's the same old thing, but it's a different day, and every day matters because you are here, and that's why we're here today, is because you're bringing it strong, brother, bro.
Yes. Yes. Where you from, brother?
Yeah.
Sunshine, blue skies, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That Cali love. I love that Cali love, man. I appreciate y'all so much, Cali.
Hey, look, we reach out from the West Coast to the East Coast. We reach out all around the world. We're worldwide because God is good to the USA. And I must say, he's raising up some people today to be leaders, not followers, but leaders. I'm not
That's
talking
right.
about world leaders. I'm talking about spiritual leaders that lead from above, and they come down to do what they got to do. You understand what I'm saying?
I totally understand what you're saying. I appreciate you. You got any words of wisdom to our young artist, Weez, here?
Look, it. When the rhythm comes from deep down inside, you got layers and layers of things that you're going to put out there. And you're going to put it in words so when people are listening, especially the people that have an ear to listen, like Michael Jackson, when he listened to something that was out of tune, he would stop everything. And everybody was like, oh, man, Michael. You know, because he had to have it perfect. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. So when something comes into your mind, your beautiful mind, that doesn't line up with the truth in your heart, you don't have to listen to that because you know if you did, that's going to come out of you. And someday God's going to show you, look it, what you're saying is against me, and I don't want you to see that. I don't want you doing like that. You understand? And you're going to understand what God is saying, because God don't play no games with his kids. You understand what I'm saying? Okay.
I understand.
That's the wisdom, baby. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and run with it.
I will. Thank you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you giving those words of wisdom. He really needs that. We really need that. The world needs that right now. So I appreciate you calling in with that, because they need that. They need that guy. They need that support all around. And I love you guys, Cali.
Hey, you know how we do it. We just get down to it. You know, God has given you a lot of credentials, your abilities to see yourself. If you weren't able to see yourself clearly, you couldn't see nobody else. But
that's
since
right.
You're able to see in the dark, because in the darkness is where God called you out of the darkness. And so that darkest negative becomes the brightest picture of his love. So no wonder you're doing what you're doing. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. We appreciate you, brother.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for you to come today. Yeah. I can't wait for you to come to the artist festival. And you see, you know, people that listen to the show all over the place. And that's that Californian love. And I appreciate the words of wisdom that he gave you and the support. And we give you that. And you know you got it with me. We're going to give you all the support to get you to the next level, brother. So I appreciate it. Is there any shout-outs you can give?
I just want to shout out to anybody who supports me. Thank you all. Thank you all. I see and I notice it. Thank you all.
And that's a beautiful thing. Brother, thank you for coming on the show. And I will definitely see you this weekend, sound check, and then we'll be getting it started that afternoon at the Little Theater Gastonia. You be blessed, and I will definitely reach to you. All right, brother?
All right, man.
All right. Number 515-602-9643. We're going to stop this train. We're going to stop it. When we come back, we're going to be joined by another artist. Actually, it's my artist that's going to close out the show. Y'all are going to meet with this young lady, and I can promise you that. I can promise you that when you hear a voice. Number to call 515-602-9653. Definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? I can understand. Go ahead and sing. Hey.
Sounds as sweet as a candy bar.
Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
Number 515-602-653. If you guys are just joining you, what you missed, a great interview with one of the artists that will be performing this weekend. You need to check it out. You need to go back, listen to the show for free. And you need to go buy tickets so you can come to the annual Indian Artist Festival, which will be this Saturday, March 6th, at the Little Gallery. Now, I told you, the train doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. I have on here getting ready to give you a young lady that is going to, she's going to be a closer. She's closing out the show. She is so polished, so polished. When you hear her voice, you're going to say to yourself, oh, I got to be this building on that day. And you know what? You'll be absolutely right. Absolutely right. Without further ado, I want to bring the show. Recording Miss Alargus, welcome to the show. How you doing, Shirley?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to hold my composure, but you're giving me all this heat. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm trying my best to hold my composure, but I tell you, I really appreciate as Louise. I really appreciate you, especially you, for coming and performing at this festival. I know it was really, really close and last minute, but as I said, you were there. I appreciate you. I have no idea how much I appreciate you for joining us with you and blessing us with your gift.
I'm honored. I'm glad that you even reached out to me. I mean, it was unexpected, but I'm honored, really.
Yes. Now, if you can tell the listeners a little bit about who you are. We got extra time. You're on camera, but that's okay. I got extra time on the show. So tell the listeners a little bit about who you are.
So my name is Alana. I am a Hunter Huss graduate, 2016. I've been singing since I was very little, and I started to sing professionally at 15. It started as just a little project in school. I needed to do a project for one of my classes, and I was like, you know, why don't I just write a song? And then I got with my producer. I found me a producer really local, and I was like, look, I need to make this song, and I need to find some music to go to it, but I don't know how to make any music. I just know how to sing it. And we got together, we made it happen, and I mean, I aced my project, and I just decided to continue singing, and I started doing shows locally in Charlotte, opening up for major Spanish celebrities, some of them Elvis Martinez, Evie Queen, if you guys are familiar with Latin music. I am a Latina. I'm Dominican. My family is from Dominican Republic. I am strong in that culture. It was my first language. Spanish was my first language. My music is mostly Spanish. I'm diverse with it, but since it's my stronger language, I tend to you know, strive towards it most. But that's just a little bit
right.
about me. I'm a mother. I'm a mother of two amazing boys, and I'm excited. I'm excited for this.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not even going to keep the people waiting. I am going to play this. I want everyone to be. Oh, I'm going to keep your mic hot, and I'm going to play this over the air, and I want everyone to hear how beautiful your arrangement is and how talented you are. So if you can't this clip up for a song for us so we can play it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. So tell them what song this is and we're going to get to it.
Yes, this song is called Acercate, which means come closer in English. And it's a pop song. It was aired in Dominican Republic on TV. There's a music video that you can find on my YouTube channel. You just type in my name. Trust me, I'm the first face to pop up. And you can see my video. It was aired internationally, and the music is found on iTunes. So if you want to download it, you can type my name on iTunes and download it, and you can have it.
And there it is. And here's a lot of voices.
Thank you.
Wow. I tell you what, girl. you hop on a cruise ship from Angola to Ireland and sit there for the rest of the time. Very, very, very polished work. That's what I've been telling you guys. It's absolutely
you.
Amazing. Your delivery is amazing. My goodness. My goodness. I can't wait to have you on that stage Saturday. I keep telling everybody, go get your tickets. Go get your tickets and come to the festival. You have a very polished voice. You know that, right?
I've heard. I still consider myself, you know, in the making with more progress to be done, but I appreciate that. I get that a lot.
You have a very polished voice. I think you are exactly what the festival needs. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on and your journey and let us experience the music. They're going to get a lot more come Saturday night. And I appreciate, you know, taking your time to talk to us today. So is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Well, I don't have any shout-outs, but I appreciate everyone who has been supporting me and has been following me. I know that I've been on standby with music, but I'm coming back. I've just been cooking things up.
Yes, you are. You're ready to make a comeback, and in such a huge way. I love you coming on the show, you know. Much love to you, you know. I cannot wait to get you there, and I can't wait for the people to hear you. So thank you for coming on the show, and I definitely will connect with you off air. We will talk. But thank you
Absolutely.
For coming on.
Thank you so much.
All right. And we will see you. I will talk to you tomorrow, but we will see you Saturday night. All right? Alana Vargas.
All
y'all.
Right.
I ain't even going to stop this. I'm supposed to go to a commercial. I'm not doing it now because I want to bring on one more artist that is going to be performing at the Independent Artist Festival Saturday night. Festival. Good gosh. They tongue-tied over here. One of the Little Rascals or something. Anyhow, this young man come to me through one of the band. He's going to be playing the band. And I want you to hear the distinct love he has for music. Understand this is the caliber of people we are going to have at this festival once again. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on the show none other than one of our horn players, Dandrick Glenn. Dandrick, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on, man? Alana, I can't wait to experience everything on stage. So y'all heard her on just a little bit ago. Y'all need to get your tickets.
I keep telling them, don't sleep. You need to get your tickets. All you got to do is go right and type live in the J Radio Show presents the 10th annual Independent Art Festival, or you can go to James J Radio on Facebook and you will see the link there. I'm going to put it on the show's webpage. You guys can go straight from the show and just click and get your tickets. Dandrick, tell us a little bit about you, who you are, and what is you play, and just tell it, man, when you start talking, your love is going to come out for the music.
I appreciate that. My name is Dandrick Glenn. I am from Shelby, North Carolina, and music has really become like a passport to me. I discovered the trombone when I was in sixth grade around the same time I was trying to be decent at basketball, but I'm way too short, not super coordinated, and around the time I auditioned for honors band and JV basketball, I made first chair in the honors band, so I had to leave basketball alone. So, and I'm glad I did. And since then, like I said, the trombone has literally become a passport. I've met the coolest people, and I've done the coolest things through this instrument. That's how I'm hanging out with you all right now. So, again,
damn.
I'm from the Shelby area, so Shelby, Charlotte, surrounding area, y'all need to come and support your local artists. It's going to be a good time.
Right. So let me ask you, are you a Shelby Lion or a Crest Charger?
Lions all day, baby. Lions all day. Lions all day.
I give you something to that.
Thank you.
I understand. I understand. But let me say this. You know, Sax Life speaks very highly of you, and some of the we were testing charges. But I got Sax Life speaks very highly of you. Don't worry about the countdown. We got extra time. And so listen to a bit of you. Tell them what instrument you play again.
I play trombone, and even though it is somewhat of an awkward instrument with the slide, but the expression that you get from the instrument is super powerful. In my opinion, it is the closest to that of God's greatest creation, the human voice. So we're going to make this trombone talk, and we're going to have a good time with y'all on Saturday.
That's right. That's right. And I'm going to tell you, when he say make it talk, this brother can make it talk. Y'all are not ready. You're not ready for what get ready to happen Saturday night. You're not ready for what you get ready to hear with the band. You're not ready for what you get ready to hear with Sax Life and Dandre. You're not ready for the horn section of the independent artist. I promise you, you're not ready, but you got to get ready because it's one of those things. Dan, I know this is quick. I'm having you back on Sax Life this week. I really appreciate you coming here and telling us a little bit about who you are and showing the love that you got for the art of music and your dedication to make sure that this show is going to be successful. Let me say this on air in front of everybody. You were one gentleman that said, we want to make this perfect for you. I'm not going to let you down. I wanted to tell you then, and I didn't get a chance to, but I appreciate those words. Those words meant a lot. I felt it and appreciate it, and I know that what you guys, the talent that you guys possess, getting ready to be a whole nother level. Thank you so much for my heart saying that, because that means a lot, and it meant a lot that day, and it meant even more now.
Thank you, thank you. But also what you're doing is means a lot to our area and the support for independent artists. Quick story, I was signed to a, in quotation marks, Christian record label, and now that Christian record label is out of business due to issues with taking money from people. And that's why my music is not up and available to the public to enjoy. However, I do plan to re-record that and some new music featuring all originals. Like I said before, music has really been an important part of my life. That's why I still play and try to do that at a high level. That's why I teach at Fayetteville State University and also at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro to inspire others within this music, whether it's jazz, gospel, hip-hop, because whoever thought that hip-hop would take it this far? You know, we hear hip-hop everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
There was a time where it wasn't like that. So,
that's right.
So, like I said, just very happy to be a part of the team, and being in the military for so long, I'm all about team. I'm all about culture. It's like LeBron James and all of my favorite athletes. It's about winning. And when you get a collection of talent and you put the egos aside, we can do some things. And that's what we're going to do on Saturday. We're going to have a great time.
Man, I'm so hyped about this. I really appreciate you guys. I'm going to bring you back on with Sax Life and with Platinum. The band it is, along with a little special guest that I'll know about later. But I'm going to bring you guys all back on in the next couple of days on the show Friday, so we can give them a really good taste of your love, your flavor, and what you guys are going to bring to the stage. Thank you, bro, for coming on the show today. And I definitely will be in touch with you always with everyone else as we get on the air tomorrow. But thank you for being on the show. And thank you for joining this session.
I'm excited. Thanks for having me. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yes, sir. All right, guys. Need for you to come and be a part of this festival. March 26th, red carpet, 4:30, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Show starts at 5 o'clock. House band, Random Vibes featuring Sax Life Kadir. The Sax Life Experience, Kadir. Let's say it that way. I promise you, you are going to be thoroughly entertained. Thoroughly entertained. Guys, as I tell you each and every day, for continuing to show support to the show, I want this platform to be for you. I want you to be able to get the things that you need to get out to your community. I want to keep you informed. So thank you guys for continuing to support the show. Thank you guys for continuing to show love. Thank you for showing the art of. Thank you for not even getting your ticket yet. I know you're going to get it. Please go get it. And have your place, your face in the place Saturday night, the 26th at the Little Theater in California at the 10th Annual Festival. As I see you guys in every day, I love you guys with great love. I know it's the love of God because He gives it to me each and every day. So stay tuned. I've been told in a long time, but you're not getting tomorrow, I promise. None of us have. So I want you guys to do that and remember that love definitely outweighs hate. You guys are definitely, and I'm definitely, been live in the day with Jay. See you tomorrow. Peace.